appoint Akasha Lawrence Spence, Ariana Magnera, and Steph Routh, and reappoint Katie Larcel and Eli Spivak to the Planning and Sustainability Commission for terms to expire May 31, 2023.
Colleagues, I request your confirmation to appoint Akasha Lawrence Spence, Oriana Magnera, and Steph Routh to be the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and to reappoint Katie Larcel and Eli Spivak to terms beginning June 1st, 2019 and extending through May 31st, 2023. We currently have three openings on the Planning and Sustainability Commission, with seats vacated most recently by Michelle Rudd, Andre Bau, and Teresa St. Martin. The city conducted an extensive interview process to fill these seats, and I'm proud to appoint these three new, in my opinion, extremely qualified commissioners to an important and hard work city advisory board, and I'm happy to reappoint two long-serving members to new terms. I'm going to now pass this over to Andrea Durbin, who is the new director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, to tell us a little bit more. But I also want to acknowledge this is her first presentation in her new capacity in front of the Portland City Council. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor, and City Council members. With your approval, we're very excited to welcome these three new members to the
Andrea, since you're new, you have to say your name for the record.
Every time.
I'm Andrea Durbin, the director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability.
Thanks. Welcome.
With your approval, we are excited to welcome three new members to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. As many of you know, the Planning and Sustainability Commission was formed by Mayor Adams. He combined the Planning Commission and the Sustainable Development Commission. Our work has expanded from reviewing purely zoning and planning projects to a much wider range of projects. The Planning and Sustainability Commission includes 11 volunteer members with expertise in a range of areas. Their major role is to advise you, City Council, on Portland's long-range goals and policies and programs for land use planning and sustainability. The Planning and Sustainability Commission has specific responsibility for stewardship, development, and maintenance of the city's comprehensive plan, the climate action plan, and the zoning code. And they ensure sustainability practices and policies are integrated across the board. They advise City Council, as well as city bureaus and other agencies, on projects and proposals that significantly affect the city. Our three proposed city commissioners for the PSC bring a wealth of knowledge and experience in working with diverse communities and incorporating feedback to help make a strong recommendations to benefit all Portlanders. So I'm excited to present these recommended commissioners for the Planning Sustainability Commission, and we'll invite each of them to come up and introduce themselves. So.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Council. For the record, my name is Oriana Manera. I use she, her pronouns. And I'm excited about this opportunity to join the Planning and Sustainability Commission, because I hope to bring a more radical and changed focus voice to that space. I think for too long, planning and zoning in the history of Portland have caused unintended consequences, and sometimes very intended consequences, that have influenced our history of racism in the city around planning, around redlining. And I hope to make sure that we keep that into account in terms of how we look toward the future. We need to build a city of the future in Portland, and it needs to be one that is inclusive, it needs to be one that is accessible, and it needs to be one that takes into account a variety of positionalities and identities in terms of how we address our planning, our zoning, our sustainability practices. The climate action plan, residential infill, the comprehensive plan all have a huge bearing on what our city looks like in the future, and we have an opportunity to take account for our history and make radical change in that space, and I hope to bring that voice to council and to the commission, and also to push what the commission looks at. I think residential infill is an example where we could have taken a stronger anti-displacement lens. The commission has not always been a space of one that looks beyond planning or sustainability, but I think that's an example of one that, as the commission vote came forward, there was an opportunity to take a yes-and approach. And I want to ensure that, in my voice on the commission, that we are always taking a yes-and approach and taking into account perspectives of accessibility for seniors, for youth, for people with disabilities, looking at issues for communities of color and low-income communities around the city. And in particular, as a commission member, I hope to reach out to community and to bridge the gap between the technical information that comes from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and the voices of community members who will be essential in ensuring that we don't have unintended consequences for our decisions and that we're taking more of a community-focused, grassroots approach to planning, sustainability, and zoning in the city. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you. We appreciate your stepping forward, Oriana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Council. My name is Akasha Lawrence-Spence. I believe that our greatest challenge is making the city that we live and work in one that we, our children and our children's children are proud to call home for generations to come. As an architectural designer turned developer, I know that the path to accomplishing this is by investing in the public realm. From the preservation of our waterfronts to designated spaces for food carts, from urban infill to a commitment to bolstering our transportation systems and simultaneously lowering emissions. By creating new spaces that encourage wander and exploration while ensuring the safety and viability of every citizen under our purview. I chose to join the Planning and Sustainability Commission because we owe it to our city to think strategically about how the decisions we make will impact those historically underserved and underrepresented by this very institution, and reconcile that with who we want our city to advocate for. Because for most people, where they're born is where they're going to live for the rest of their lives. Why not make that place, the city we call home, feel like a choice? Why not ensure that the city of Portland is the most equitable, sustainable, economically viable, and just place that we could ever live? I look forward to furthering that reality alongside my fellow PSC commissioners, Director Durbin, staff, and our fellow citizens, whose community engagement and knowledge of how systems work and how they should work for them make sure that we are deeply committed to this mission of creating a more prosperous, healthy, and inclusive Portland for us all. Thank you.
Thank you, Akasha. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Steph Rouse. I'm grateful to be here and for the gift of brevity, because the best words have already been said. I was born and raised in East Portland. I believe anti-displacement is everyone's job. Racial justice is everyone's job, and I'm looking forward to the hard work ahead. Thank you.
Very good. Colleagues, these are my recommended appointees to the PSC. Any comments or questions? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. I just want to applaud you, Mayor, for this fine panel of young people. I'm even going to include you in the young people category, right? How brilliantly clear you are about your mission, and I am so grateful that you're willing to volunteer your time to help make Portland better, and we can be better. And I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you all prior to today, but I look forward to that opportunity.
Well done, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Udaly.
Well, I didn't think I was going to make any comments, but this is such a superstar bunch. I have to say, number one, I feel a little envious that you have them on one of your committees. So watch out. No.
Yes, ma'am. We're coming for you, yes.
And I want to point out that appointing people to commissions and committees is one of the quieter but really vitally important opportunities we have to bring amazing talent, skill, knowledge, expertise to the city. And finally, I want to say I'm really excited about your comments, and I think we have gotten to where we are by design. I don't believe that it was by default. I don't believe it's de facto. I believe that we planned our way to the city that we have now, and it's our obligation to seek remedy for the harms done. So thank you. I'm really excited to hear your feedback.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the report, the motion from Commissioner Hardesty, the second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, welcome to Andrea Durbin in her first council appearance and in her newest leadership role, and we're really excited to have the chance to work with you in the years ahead, so welcome. And to our three commissioners, thank you for your public service. There are certain boards and commissions of the city where we expect very little of people, quite frankly, and there are others where you could spend your entire week working on the subject matter. And the Planning and Sustainability Commission is one of those bodies where the work is boundless and the opportunity is great. So this is pure public service for you to take this on in addition to all the other things that you do in your personal and professional lives. And we're grateful that you've chosen to volunteer your service to the city. And I'm very pleased today to vote aye on your nominations.
Hardesty?
I also want to just thank you so much for your willingness to volunteer. As the former president of the Coalition for a Livable Future, the term sustainability used to make me batty. And it used to make me batty because if you're living in really unenvironmentally sound locations, if you are just struggling to get by, nobody wants to sustain that, right? And we had a culture that just didn't understand that sustainability was a very comfortable white middle class term. And so because of your fearlessness to just call it as you see it, I have every confidence that we're going to get much better outcomes from the Planning and Sustainability Commission because of your fearlessness. So thank you so much for your willingness to step in, and not just step in, but actually speak truth to power. Look forward to working with you. I vote aye.
You Daly.
Thank you for your willingness to serve our city. And I want to also thank Eli Spivak and Katie Larsell, who are being reappointed. I wish I could be a fly on the wall in that meeting room, but look forward to the advice you're going to bring forward. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, Commissioner Daly, you can, because they're all televised. And that's because former Commissioner Randy Leonard wanted to keep an eye on me when I was on the Planning Commission from 1996 to 2003. He insisted on getting them all televised.
I'll add it to my list.
I know, really. thank you very much for serving. And I served on the Planning Commission for almost 8 years, it was a huge learning experience for me, and came to really respect the amount of work and thought that does go into making decisions. I know that each of you will put in the time and effort. I think it took me about 20 hours a week, so I hope that that doesn't impact, well, it will impact the rest of your life, and it will also be one of the most important things that you will, it may be one of the most important things that you do. It's certainly crucial to the city, so thank you very much for that. Thank you, Mayor, for bringing forward these nominations. Thank you to Michelle Rudd, Andre Barr, and Teresa St. Martin, particularly Andre Barr, who's, I think, served for over 10 years, having been on the Planning Commission before it became a Planning and Sustainability Commission, and therefore term limits kind of got rolled over. And he, as you alluded to in the residential infill project, really called out the displacement issue, as did Katie Larsell from East Portland, and I'm glad that she is being reappointed. And so I thank everybody who's putting in a really diligent amount of thought and time and effort to making sure that the council gets the best advice from the community on these crucial issues. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the three of you for putting your name in the hat, for being willing to go through a selection process, for going through the interview process. I enjoyed our conversations immensely. And what occurred to me is we have really good people currently on the commission, Katie and Eli being fantastic members that we're reappointing. The three of you also bring new perspectives and new voices that I think are absolutely essential to the planning and the sustainability function of the advisory committee. And so I'm really just excited for you, and I'm excited for the conversations going forward. And I appreciated the not only inward technical expertise that you will provide, but also your outward focus and your desire to connect and communicate and interact with the community. I think that is tremendously important and is only going to get more important in the days and the years ahead. So thank you for your service. I vote aye. And before I drop my gavel, Andrea, welcome. We're really excited about what your leadership means for this city. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thank you. The appointments are approved.
Thank you.
Carla, I'm going to move it, but if you could read 452.
Mm-hmm. 452, establish privacy and information protection principles to serve as guidance for how the city collects, uses, manages, and disposes of data and information.
So I made this announcement earlier, but I'll make it again just in case somebody didn't hear it. We're moving item 452, establishing privacy and information protection principles, to June 19th at 2:45 p.m. time certain. Again, that's June 19th, 2:45 p.m. time certain. Next item, regular agenda 463, second reading.
Settlement with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for certain Portland Harbor remedial design costs.
Colleagues, this is a second reading. We've already heard a presentation and taken testimony on this item. Is there any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish?
Colleagues, today we're reaching an important milestone in the cleanup of a 10-mile stretch of the Portland Harbor, also known as Superfund. I'm proud that our city team, led by BES Director Mike Jordan, Annie Von Berg, and Nancy Klinger, helped to craft this innovative proposal. This unique trust will enable us to meet the city's fiscal obligations for the design phase in a thoughtful and responsible way while increasing our legal certainty. We also hope that it incentivizes other parties to come to the table. But let me be clear, as Audubon's Bob Salinger brought up last week, the trust will not subsidize private parties or absolve them of their liability as polluters. Thank you to Mike and to Annie and to Nancy for your passion and your creativity. Thanks to Governor Brown and her team, Chief of Staff Nick Blosser, Natural Resources Policy Advisor Jim McKenna, for their ongoing partnership. Thanks to EPA headquarters and EPA Region 10, and Lord knows we have a lot of disagreements with EPA, but at least Portland Harbor is not one of them, for prioritizing the Portland Harbor and for working with our team to finalize this agreement. Mayor Wheeler, I'm proud to work with you to lead the city's work on Superfund. Today, we're taking a major step forward towards a cleaner and safer Willamette River. I'm proud to vote aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Well, I'm really pleased to see this issue advancing. We've been waiting many years for progress on our cleanup. This was one of the issues central to my campaign. We helped drive record-breaking numbers of public comment to the EPA. And thanks to the community, we ended up with a stronger and better cleanup plan. So this is the next step in the right direction. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Fish, you've been involved in this for your entire time on the council, first with Parks and then with Environmental Services. Major kudos, and thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for reminding us that there's a lot of community input gone into this as well. Aye.
Wheeler.
Anytime jurisdictional partners can come together for the public good, I think is good governance working the way it should, and this is an example of that. This is, I believe, a great example of the hard work matched at the local and the state levels to protect and preserve one of this region's greatest treasures, which is the Willamette River. Governor Brown said it very eloquently a few weeks ago when she noted the importance of the natural environment, one of the most beautiful in the world, in my opinion, and emphasized in the shared responsibility that is implied in this agreement. In this spirit, the partnership aimed to achieve a collective goal. This is something that we can all be proud of, and as Commissioner Fish put it, this is a milestone that we can all celebrate. I'd also like to thank all of the staff at the Bureau of Environmental Services that worked so hard to facilitate this partnership, especially Mike Jordan, Annie Von Berg, and Nancy Klinger. And I'd like to thank Nick Blosser again. He's the governor's chief of staff. He provided fantastic testimony and leadership on behalf of the governor. Nick, thank you for your work. And thanks to everybody in the governor's office for coming to the table with open minds and working so hard on what I think is a very creative and important solution. And I'd like to thank the EPA for their leadership at the federal level and for prioritizing the work of the Portland Harbor that created the space that allowed us to move forward with this work. The staff at the agency, especially from EPA Region 10, those are our local folks, have shown up in big ways throughout the entirety of this process. And finally, I want to thank Commissioner Fish and his staff for their superb leadership on this from the very beginning until today. Commissioner, I am likewise proud to partner with you on this important work. Partnership works. My team and I often speak about creative policymaking and how the best solutions come forward when we think boldly and don't necessarily tread down the already well-beaten path. This agreement and this partnership is a fantastic example of that sentiment, and I'm very happy to support it. And lastly, but not leastly, I want to thank Amy Rathaller from my office for the hard work that she put into this keeping me posted and advising me. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everyone. Next item is also a second reading, item number 464.
Amend permit fee schedules for building, electrical, land use services, mechanical enforcement, plumbing, signs, site development, and land use services fee schedule for the hearings office.
Also a second reading, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. As I signaled last week that I might be bringing in amendments, I have submitted an amendment to this, which I will pass out.
Thank you.
There was a typo in what was in the Tuesday memo, so this is why I printed out it again. So I move to amend Exhibit C, page 2, Historic Resource Review, by reducing the land use review fee schedule amount for Historic Resource Review to $300 for Tier A, which is restoration and replacement in-kind reviews, and to $300 for Tier B, exterior alterations reviews. Tier C, new accessory structures or additions of floor area to structures review should remain at $1,750 as currently proposed in the fee schedule.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Fish.
And I have a question. After the sponsor's finished.
Thank you. And if I might just explain, this will be this afternoon, I'll be moving an amendment to the budget to add $70,000 from contingency to be given to BDS to cover the shortfall. Obviously, if the if that amendment fails, then next week when we go to the second reading of this ordinance, I would withdraw the amendment and it would stay as in the current proposal.
Very good. Any further discussions on the amendment?
Commissioner Fritz, we had a lot of testimony last week from homeowners in historic districts who cited relatively minor improvements that would have otherwise triggered a very substantial fee, which they thought was grossly inequitable. Tier A and Tier B applications, as I understand it, covered the bulk of the concerns the community raised.
Yes.
And what's your thinking in terms of keeping the fee for Tier C?
Thanks to Commissioner Udaly, accessory dwelling units that are not going to be short-term rentals already get system development charge waivers. So this is a significant new development that is going to take a fair amount of staff work, and the community felt that leaving that at $1,750 was reasonable.
And again, you've foreshadowed that this afternoon, as one of the amendments we'll be taking up, is a $70,000 contingency request.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank Jim Hauer and others in the community for bringing this to my attention and guiding this proposal.
Very good. So we have an amendment on the table. I'll keep it open during testimony. Since this is a first reading, then we'll take a vote on the amendment, but we won't actually be voting on the underlying ordinance today. So Carla, with that, is there public testimony on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for the amendment.
Okay, very good. Would you like to testify on this item?
Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and for the record, as Commissioner Fiss has addressed the specific tier levels A, B, and C, but I think that for constituent transparency, even though this is in the record, I want to encourage the council, somebody on there, to read the dollar amounts and a brief description. I know we're packed, but I think that that is the level of good governance that you people aspire to. So if the amounts and a little fuzzy description could come out, that would be the best for y'all. Thanks.
Very good. Any further questions? Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for bringing forward this amendment. I was also very concerned that this significant increase was really an increase to cover the budget, to cover their expenses, is what they said, basically, to cover staffing levels. And I am I continue to struggle with that because I don't think that we should be setting fees based on the amount of money that government needs. The fee should be based on what's reasonable for the average person who has to pay it. So I appreciate the amendment and look forward to the later conversation.
Very good. Call the roll on the amendment, please.
Fish?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for bringing this amendment forward. Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty, for signaling last week that you were interested in this. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for seconding the motion, and all of my colleagues for supporting it. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think this is a very reasonable and pragmatic solution to the issue that was raised during testimony last week. I appreciate it. I support it. I vote aye. The amendment is adopted. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading as amended. Next item is item number 464, please. I'm sorry, 465.
465, amend an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County in an amount not to exceed $197,160 and extend funding through March 31, 2020 for the forensic consultant contract expenses related to the National Sexual Assault Kit Initiative Program.
Very good. This is also a second reading. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item, please, 466, procurement report.
Authorize a price agreement with G4S Secure Solutions USA, Inc. for professional security officer services for a contractual term of 5 years, totaling $10 million.
Colleagues, this report is an update to Council on the results of the request for proposals for security services for city-owned buildings. The Council directed the procurement services to issue this RFP on January 30th, 2019. There was substantial presentation and public testimony taken at that time. Subsequently, input was asked of council offices on the specific criteria to be used. It's my understanding there was no feedback provided by any council office. Council acceptance of the chief procurement officer's report will enable procurement services to execute a contract with the highest scoring vendor. The interim procurement manager, Scott Schneider, is here today to present the item and answer any questions we may have. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott Schneider from Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report this morning recommending the award of a price agreement for professional security officer services for a not to exceed amount of $10 million. This contract will have a term of 5 years. On February 11th, the Chief Procurement Officer advertised RFP 1162, and on March 14th, four proposals were received. All four proposals were deemed responsive to the requirements of the solicitation. A committee reviewed and evaluated all four proposals. The city issued a notice of intent to award the contract to G4S Secure Solutions, Inc. on March 29th. No protests were received. G4S Secure Solutions, Inc. has a current City of Portland business tax account, is in compliance with the city's contracting requirements. Based on the city's historical spend for security services, the confidence level for this procurement is high. G4S is not an Oregon-certified, minority-owned, women-owned, disabled veteran-owned, or emerging small business, and there are no subcontractors on this contract. If council has any questions regarding the solicitation process, I can answer those. Or Dorothy Elmore from Facility Services is here to answer any questions you have about the
Mayor.
Project.
Commissioner Fish.
So I have a couple of questions, and thank you very much. And
first, need a motion first?
Not yet.
He can go ahead and ask questions before the motion.
So my first question is, who came in second in the solicitation? Or my understanding is that Phoenix Protective Corp came in second. Is that
That's
correct?
That's right. Phoenix Protective Corp.
And they are a non-union shop. Is that correct?
Do you happen to know that?
That's what I was advised by your office. I just want to put it in the record.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Do we require, as part of our solicitations on procurement, that organizations have labor peace agreements or agree to essentially labor peace language?
We do not have a standard requirement for a labor peace agreement. I know it's something that we've discussed recently, but it's not part of our standard corporate responsibility requirements.
So what's the proper forum for us as a council to address that issue? Because it's something I care a lot about, and I want to make sure we have a chance as a council at the appropriate time to talk about that.
So we are in the process of refining our corporate responsibility requirements, including some supplier responsibility language. As part of that, I think that would be a good time to address how those should evolve and to the extent they should incorporate something like a labor peace agreement.
Right, and by the way, labor peace agreement just says that it's a fairly innocuous clause in today's times. And for a city which has affirmatively said we support workers' rights to engage in collective bargaining, select representatives of their choice, having some kind of labor peace language, I think, is appropriate. But would you let us know, following this hearing, when is the appropriate time that we'll have a chance as a council to discuss that?
I will.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a question, Commissioner Hurst? I have two questions. Number one, on the scoring that was put forth, G4S won. How close was second place?
Out of 500 points, G4S had 449, and Pacific Protective Corp came in at 421.
And the second question is, Commissioner Fish has just raised the question of labor support. It's my understanding the G4S employees here at City Hall, they are SEIU?
That's
represented.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Very good. Any further questions? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Hardesty. Please call the roll.
Fish?
You know, I've received quite a few emails and communications from community members. And at some point in my thinking about this issue, I got a little confused because you could, on some level, conclude from some of the concerns raised that we are here to address some foreign policy questions affecting the United States and its allies, rather than a procurement issue which deals with security at City Hall. And I want to bring this back to the local. I want to bring this back to what this is really about, which is security officers providing public service in this building. And I want to begin by acknowledging the people who are currently providing services. And I am notoriously bad at reading people's names. So if I could have the dispensation of our valued employees, of the valued security officers, but I'm gonna read the list of people that provide services here at City Hall. Cheryl Leon Guerrero, Kirk Robinson, John Palazzi, Ovi Griggs, Roy Ackley, James Strom, Patricia Altimus, Melissa Petrie, Daniel Hodgson, Sean Trotter, Ralph Davis, Adrian Johnson, Chris Alvarez, Tanya Coleman, Ryan Hintz, Daniel Sipe, Clint McNaughton, David Dummer, Cassandra Oates. So that's the list that I have. And you know, I've had periodic conversations with folks who provide security services, and we've talked about things like family and work and what people do outside of work, and we've tried to keep it real. We've never really had conversations about global issues and foreign policy and what people think. And here's what I've observed. Without fault, the people who are currently providing services to City Hall treat people with respect, are very skilled at de-escalating situations as they come up, and provide great service to us. So I'm calling out the people that do the work and that keep us safe. Now, my understanding is that procurement organized a committee of internal staff with a community member who reviewed and evaluated and scored four professional security officer service proposals. And through that process, G4S was the top-ranking company. And it is significant to me that it is a unionized company, meaning that the security officers that I identified personally earlier are represented by a union of their choice, the Service Employee International Union, SEIU 49. And it is also my understanding, confirmed in this hearing, that the second place provider, Phoenix Protective Corp, is not a union shop, which means people don't enjoy the same benefits of having family wages and benefits and an agent representing them at the table. For me, today is about supporting local hardworking employees who who earn family wages and benefits and have a record of providing great service to the city. Our procurement report has produced G4S as the winner. There are no challenges, meaning none of the other applicants for the position for this position of providing services claim that there was anything irregular in our process. That's separate from whether community members agree or disagree with the decision. But no one cried foul and has come to us and said the process somehow was lacking. Under those circumstances, I'm duty bound to accept the procurement report, and I vote aye.
Hardesty?
You're out of order. You're out of order. This is a disruption in violation of the council rules. If you continue, you'll be asked to leave. If you continue, you will be asked to leave, and I will have to clear the chamber. We will take a 5-minute recess.